This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you have never read Jonathan Edwards' sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, then read the prophecy of Nahum. The same basic point is made in both, even though the particular historical settings differ. Nineveh had experienced God's forgiveness and favor when she repented under Jonah's ministry, but her repentance was short-lived. Now her heart was hardened. Therefore, God's wrath was poured out upon her, and she was laid waste. Two truths to note in Nahum's message are, first, God is slow to anger, and second, God is jealous. There is a point beyond which his anger is kindled into a flaming fire which devours and totally destroys. This is a picture of God's woesome wrath. Listen to the prophet's message beginning in verse 2. The Lord is a jealous God and an avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and maintains his wrath against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power. And then in verse 7, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. God will protect those who take refuge in him, but he will woefully punish those who persistently rebel against him. It is, therefore, foolish to test God's patience and love. Trust him, and you will be safe. Test him, and you'll be scorched. Keep that in mind as you read the book of Nahum. Then hide that truth in your heart so you remember it whenever tempted to stubbornly do your own thing in defiance of God. That never works.